The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, likes to boast that Australia is open for business. But his government appears to be losing friends at the big end of town. A survey from the Institute of Company Directors has found the nation's most powerful boardrooms are not happy with the coalition's performance. Their confidence in the government has slumped to its lowest level since last year's election. The Institute's chief executive, John Colvin, explained why to our business reporter, Pat McGrath.
They've faced a decline in confidence by the director community. Almost half of the directors viewing the federal government's performance as having a negative effect on their business decision-making, and around 75% viewing its performance as having a negative impact on consumer confidence. And about half of the directors would rate the coalition government's first year in office as poor or very poor. So it's not all that good, I don't think, for the government, although 24% would rate it positively.
So company directors are saying that government decisions are hurting their businesses and hurting their customers, hurting consumer confidence as well.
That's correct. There's far too much politicking going on, and they're not getting on with the fundamental job of doing the reforms and restructure, which everyone knows has to be done, but is being either held up in Senate or is not getting the attention that's necessary, one of which is the need to actually get on and deal with a whole lot of problems in the labour market and other areas which are causing difficulties for business to get going.
So you say there needs to be reform in the workplace. So do you think that means more industrial relations reform? Would you like to see revival of some of the work choices changes that the previous coalition government introduced?
Well, I don't know that the director sentiment index goes too far into exactly those issues. What they do say is that the industrial relations reform process has to get underway, although it seems that from the survey, many of them realise that might have to be taken place at the next election as part of a policy of the government to put forward to the people to say, you know, and rationalise why it has to be done.
So the government can take a new set of industrial relations policies to the election.
That's, I think, what the directors are saying. And in order to increase productivity, these reforms have to be done. And that's for the benefit of the whole of Australia.
Now, this survey, this index has been negative for several years now through the Gillard and Rudd Labor governments. So do you think it could just be the case that company directors just don't like any governments?
I don't think that's a conclusion you could draw. I think it's very difficult doing business in Australia. And to be a director in Australia with the personal liability which goes with that, more so than any other profession or business probably in Australia, is simply making businesses far more cautious in their business decisions than they should be. And that actually filters down to a lower rate of overall productivity.
That is another important point, the concept of director liability. That's something that's come out of the survey. Directors are often, according to the survey, afraid of making business decisions or afraid of even joining company boards because of personal liability. How serious a problem is that? And isn't it fair enough that we have a strict regime to make sure that directors are accountable for the business decisions that they make?
We do need to have a proper and a very effective system of corporate governance, and there should be a system of director liability. However, there should be little director liability for people making business decisions only. In fact, there probably should be none in that regard, because all businesses are not in a risk-free zone. They are all risky businesses, because the economy can change, legislation can change. What you thought was a good idea 1 year changes again. Technological disruption happens to the business and so forth. So what we have to encourage is people to have a go and people to want to be entrepreneurs and actually build businesses in Australia.
That's the chief executive of the Institute of Company Directors, John Colvin, speaking there to Pat McGrath.